CGLX 92.3 FM presents Dead from the Neck Up, featuring the comic starlings of Scott Henderson and Stephen Dafo, those two mad men of radio comedy. For no better reason, I am their producer, Brian Dawkins.
Old Cad's Good God Chocolate Bar is so good that you won't want to share it with anyone. To prove it, we sent a carton to Mother Teresa, and this is what happened.
I have devoted my life to God. I give everything I have, even the clothes off of my back, even the last crumb of food to the poor, diseased, untouchables of the streets. But I won't give up my Good God Chocolate Bar, no matter how much they beg. It's just too good to share.
Back off! Get your diseased hands away from my chocolate bar, or I'll kick you in the head.
Oh, my head. Oh, good God. Mother Teresa won't share. You probably won't either.
Oh, me head.
Good evening and welcome to Celebrity Chat. I'm your host, Irving Thyroid. This evening we bring you a special treat, an interview with the vampire. Of course, many of you will no doubt conjure up images of that lustful Tom Cruise of the vampire Lestat, but I'm talking about a real vampire here and not those macho Hollywood stud muffin roll types. But enough of Tom and his magnificent physique, let's bring out my guest, an honest-to-goodness vampire.
Good evening, Irving.
Good evening, good evening. I just want to say how very thrilled I am to have you here on the program. It makes my blood boil to interview someone who strikes on both women and men.
Oh, yes. In my profession, Irving, you can't have any hang-ups about calling on just women or just men. You know, you have to go where the action is.
Indeed, indeed. Tell me, how did you become one?
Oh, it's a very controversial role, Irving. You know, the movies and TVs, they portray you as the bad guy, and who wouldn't want to deliberately set himself up to be seen as some type of monster? But you know, I've always liked to be right at the heart of the action, so I figured this was the role for me. I don't know, it's something in the blood.
But what about the whole sordid aspect of it? You know, people would love to kill you if they could.
Oh, you're telling me. In the old days, people used to throw rocks or pop bottles at you. Now they just get cross and kick dirt in my face.
But that doesn't scare you?
Nah, short of being shot.
With a silver bullet or maybe a stake through the heart?
Yeah, I suppose that would do it, but that's one of the reasons why I wear a chest protector.
A chest protector? How sort of 90s. Tell me, what just is the lure of the night?
Oh, I don't know, Irving. It's cooler at night, and a lot more people are able to come out because they work during the day. Granted, I work during the day sometimes, too.
But what about the sun? Don't you know what that'll do to you?
Oh, sure I do, but I've got a good pair of prescription sunglasses, and I wear my sunblock. Unless, of course, the game's in one of those closed-in stadiums.
Game? What game?
Well, the ball game, of course, Irving.
You strike on people at ball games?
Oh, yes, I call strikes on the players, as well as balls, fouls, safes, outs, you know, the whole gamut.
Wait a minute. Don't you drink their blood?
Drink blood? What kind of ghoul do you think I am? I like a nice tomato juice or a Mott's Clamato. Maybe you seen me drinking one of them at a ball game and thought it was blood.
What kind of vampire are you that doesn't drink blood?
Vampire? I'm not a vampire. I'm an umpire.
An umpire? You mean when you look at me and at the milky white flesh of my throat that you don't have the all-consuming desire to drape your magnificent mouth about my neck and lure me into your lurid world of the eternally undead?
No, not really. You know, Irving, you might want to think about some time off. Maybe take in a ball game or two.
Well, thank you, you vamp of an umpire. Well, I guess that's all the time we have for Celebrity Chat. Join me next time when we salute that cross-dressing marvel of bad film directing, Ed Wood. I'll be here. Good night.
You know, Irving, come to think of it, I could go for a Bloody Mary.
Okay, say when.
When.
And now for this day in history, the discovery of fire.
Mmm. get you red hot.
This has been This Day in History. And now it's time for No Time for Pelprin.
Dad?
Anybody seen my 3/4-inch Box Brothers chisel?
Dad,
Pelprin, whatever it is it can wait, I've got to find that chisel.
But, Dad...
Pelprin, I've got no time for your problems. Youth, what have they got to complain about? And get a haircut.
Listen, old man, I've had enough of your crap. Every time I try to talk to you, it's the same thing. Not now, Pelprin. It can wait. Where's my chisel? I'd move up, but I've decided to beat the crap out of you instead.
Sure, whatever, Pelprin. Just not now, I've got to find that chisel.
Listen, you wang, I'm talking here, and if you don't listen, you'll find that chisel all right, embedded in the base of your skull.
What, Pelprin? You still here? Why aren't you out looking for a job?
All right, that's it. You've had it, Pop. I've wanted to give you a shit-kicking for years, but...
Oh, here's that chisel. That lousy helpman must have borrowed it, put it back in the wrong spot, always putting foolish things like ladders and such. Now, what were you saying, Pelprin?
Dad, your shoelace is untied.
Oh, thanks, son. I could have tripped over this. Oh, Pelprin, what are you doing?
Craig?
Pelprin, you know, this means you won't get your allowance this week.
Who cares? Happy Father's Day, Dad.
This is Dr. Mason Rube, brain surgeon, here to talk to you about the Dr. Mason Rube Correspondence School of Brain Surgery. Yes, I said correspondence. Now you can get a medical degree in brain surgery in the comfort of your own mailbox. Be the envy of your friends, your family, and the medical profession. Be the first on your block to offer frontal lobotomies. Be the life of the party. You'll get medical textbooks that they were using 100 years ago, tried and true method. You'll get detailed, personally drawn pictures of the inside of a human head. You'll get Playtex gloves and a bar of soap. But wait! If you act now, I'll throw in a complete set of steak knives, absolutely free. Boy, will those come in handy during surgery. But wait, that's not all. For the first 10 students, I'll personally throw in a samples of my own gray matter, souvenirs of a brain transplant I performed on myself and a neighborhood dog back in 84. Don't worry, I switched them back. What could be easier than brain surgery by mail? But don't take my word for it. Listen to these personal testimonies.
Dr. Mason Rube's Correspondence School of Brain Surgery changed my life. I feel smarter already, and no matter where I go, I get respect. They don't call me Doofus no more. Now it's Dr. Doofus.
I'm a new man. No more bussing tables for me. Now I've moved up to dishwasher. Thank you, Dr. Mason Rube.
I started out with surgery on neighborhood kids. And now I'm head brain surgeon on my cell block. 3 square meals a day and no rent. Dr. Mason Rube's Correspondence School of Brain Surgery worked for me.
There you go. Personal testimonies from graduates of the Dr. Mason Rube Correspondence School of Brain Surgery. Do yourself a favor and enroll today. Don't let $69.95 stand between you and success.
Call 555-BRAIN now. Cash, checks, food stamps, store coupons, pop bottles, and all major credit cards accepted.
Welcome back. I've been teasing a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Okay, come on now. Settle down, you kids, and come on over here and sit down here in the front. It's time for story time.
What's the story today?
Little Red Riding Hood.
We heard that one already.
Okay, what about Goldilocks and the Three Bears?
Heard it.
Well, how about Cinderella?
That's for little kids.
Okay, well, let's see. I know one about a boy that was raised by wolves.
Jungle Book, saw the video.
Okay, smartasses, how about the one about a boy who was raised by sticks?
What kind of sticks?
What do you mean, what kind of sticks? Sharp-pointed ones that could poke your eye out.
You're making this up.
So the hell what? Once upon a time, there was this kid who was raised by sharp-pointed sticks. And one day, this kid meets up with a couple of regular kids.
Like us?
No, of course not. These ones weren't mutant brats from hell. Anyways, these kids started shouting things at him like, hey, stick boy, and your mother was kindling.
Come on, even I could have dissed them better than that.
I wasn't finished. So they shouted things like, ooh, look at the boy who was raised by sticks, and I hope he doesn't meet up with a boy that was raised by stones, because then they could break some bone.
Oh, names never hurt me?
Yeah, you're a bedwetter. So these kids, anyways, was mocking the stick boy when suddenly they started screaming in terror and ran away.
Why?
Because the stick boy had a flaming marshmallow on his head. The end. Now it's nap time.
That was lame. Tell us a better one.
How about the one where the teacher goes psycho and kills the kids while they're sleeping?
Cool.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Rolling.
On the river.
We're rolling. Okay, we want to do Louie next?
Nah, it's too long. We got a commercial to do.
I got to put my pants back on.
Okay, we'll do Louie after the commercial. Why don't we go to Comedy Cuts?
Yeah, cool. That's good because you're spandex pants.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Warmth himself, Don Rickles.
Hi, Don.
Nice to see you in a red shirt, right in the front. That's classy. I never entertained a Mountie. $40 million Americans, I gotta get a dummy Mountie right here in the front. Hello, dummy. Yeah. And he waved to me yet. I said, hello, dummy. And he went, he knows me. I'm a Mountie. Nice night, huh? I was upstairs laying on the bed thinking about the moves I was going to make with the wife. She was in the other room with a Pepsi bottle going, wah, 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 wah. Weirdo, weirdo, shakes Pepsi bottles to get me in heat. Oh, get horny when you're up here, you know what I mean? Mexicans, you never fool around with the wife, right? You're too busy laying on the floor fixing the mud so it don't cave in. They never fool with the wives, the Mexicans. They're walking around the house going, turn on the television. Turn on the television. But if it weren't for you people, we'd never have filth. Which is a good word, filth. No, I kid. Henry, you're a wonderful Mexican, really. I'm a Jew and you're a Mexican, and I say this from my heart. A Negro can move into my neighborhood. You can't. Don't make it a rally, you dummy broad. What the hell's the matter with you? You want the Mexican to come over to your table and get the runs? It's only a joke, Mexican. You're the chosen people. We're wrong. Look at the size of him, lady. He just lays on you and you die. Look at this. The lady went, what, the Mexican lay on me? Anyway, gang, the old Jewish lady got in heat when she heard the fat Mexican was going to lay on her. Anyway, gang, the hell do you think's going to happen? You won't have any kids. A taco falls out. Don't you find this funny, Mexican? Or do you want to go back to your old job in the arena? Get your pillows. Get your pillows. Found him in Tijuana on the border. Remember? Walking around with the kale pectate running out of the underwear. Takalela makela kalela. Takalela makela kalela. They drink that water, you know. They get the runs and we use them for the highways to make the white lines. I'm a Jew with a chosen people. We don't have to do nothing. Pick up a couple of dollars and phone God. Hello, God. Jews, you gotta be like the Jews. Just sit in the house in the living room in your underwear. Put on the TV, Shirley. That's all Jews do. Sit in the underwear, belch, and watch TV. The Irish guys are staggering around, and the color guys are going, glory, glory, hallelujah. The Mexicans, I'm going to the toilet, I don't care what the color guys do. And the queers are going, let's go in the park and have a love out. These are the jokes, lady. If you're waiting for Billy Graham to come in here, forget about it. At the finish, I give out dirty pamphlets. You gotta be a Jew, lady. You're the only one with a stole on, and it's 105 in here, for crying out loud. You're either a Jew or an old beaver in heat. Is she laughing? Take a look. Ah, it doesn't matter. No, I kid you, dear. You got to enjoy. She's got the turban over her head. Good luck to you. Masale mahale kamalama. Means I want to wish you camel rash all over your stomach. Well, luck, it'll be an Arab broad. That's a good one, eh, Nazi? Arab broad picking off a Jew? You can always tell the German guy, the one here with the boil. Well, the Germans have boils, and they all walk like this, like the Polacks. Like they got timber in their crutch. Me Polak push car for Jew and get quarter. While Jew makes...
The preceding comedy routine was brought to you in the name of political correctness.
That's correct. You're listening to Dead from the Neck Up on 92.3 FM, CJLX. CBS presents America's Favorite Lovebirds on I Love Louie.
Louie, I'm home.
Oh, Dickie, I'm so glad to see you. You have no idea what kind of day I've been having. First, the mother called bitch. Then the espresso machine went on the fritz. And if that weren't bad enough, we're all out of Doc Remix.
Relax, Louie. What's for supper?
What's for supper? That's a good one. Do you honestly believe I have nothing better to do all day than to slave over a hot fondue pot, you dumb pagan?
Louie.
Don't you Louie me. I want to go out to dinner. I crave excitement, fine cuisine, mambo.
Forget it, Louie. I'm not taking you to the club.
Listen, you brute. I deserve better than this. You never take me anywhere. Are you ashamed of being seen with me?
Now listen, Louie. Don't start with the bad acting. It's not going to work.
Oh, Dickie. Me.
You can turn off the funny talk works, too.
Oh, Dickie, I understand. I'm not really hungry anyway. I guess I'll just go to bed early. Alone.
Louie.
Good night, Dickie.
Ay, caramba, Dios mío, no hablas con yo hasta chuga mi gala. All right, Louie, you win.
All right, I'll get my coat. We better hurry. I made our reservations for 6.
Louie.
Be sure to tune in next week when you'll hear Dickie say...
Louie, let me push your stool in.
On the I Love Louie show.
Know me, but I have more money than you will ever make in one lifetime. The economic hardships of the 1990s forced us all to cut back, but our better neighborhoods shouldn't have to look like ghettos. So next garbage day, put out the good garbage. Expensive wine and champagne bottles, caviar and imported French pate tins. Add class to the recycle box. And don't forget those Louis XV pieces that are collecting dust in the gazebo. Remember, it takes so little to keep our 500,000+ neighborhoods looking so good. So pitch in and help make our curbsides better than most people's living rooms.
Pick up your beakers, science fan. It's time for Harvey and the Professor.
What would you like to invent today, Harvey?
A brassiere for men.
Harvey, men don't wear supports. Well, straight men at least.
Why? I see men who have bosoms as big as most women. I don't see why they shouldn't wear bras.
That's easy, because they're men.
But a breast is a breast.
Not exactly, Harvey. Man's breast is not as erotic as a woman's breast, especially when the woman's breast is covered with oil and sun-baked to a golden tan.
Oh, I guess you're right, Professor, but you've never seen my dad out mowing the lawn with his shirt off and his big jugs jiggling behind the lawnmower. I don't know why. I don't know of any better reason than that to develop an over-the-shoulder boulder holder for the straight triple DDD cup guys. Hey, they could even put sports logos on them if masculinity is a problem.
I don't know, Harvey.
Some men wear girdles. Look at William Shatner. He has a gut as big as Roseanne.
Okay, Harvey, let's get to work. Wire. Close. Wires. Give me that snap.
Cool, Professor. My mom will be glad we're doing something about my old man's jugs.
Tune in next week to
Harvey
and the Professor, when you'll hear Harvey say,
cool.
Cold Fusion!
He's starting. Hi, and welcome to New Inventions, where we talk about the new inventions and the people behind the inventions that will shape our lives even right now. Now, here's our roving reporter, Jack Burns. What have you got for us this week, Jack?
Cold Fusion.
Heard about that.
Virtual reality.
That was a three-part series last June.
Laser guns.
Micro lasers or giant space cannons?
Both.
Next.
Computers that use human brain matter like substance to create an electrical chemical reaction in order to produce a human-like thought storage and retrieval system.
Very interesting. Let's hear your report.
What report? I thought last night on Mantis.
Do you have anything else?
Just this. Some brain in Trenton put together a bra for big-chested men.
Anything to it?
Well, if this takes off, it will usher in a new age in men's clothing. The guy's even got plans for a support for butt cleavage.
Well, we're out of time. Next time, the man who invented the world's first atomic bowling ball that splits when strikes. This has been New Inventions. Good whatever.
What's up, Doc?
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
And what you gonna do with the rabbit when you catch it, Doc?
I'm gonna cook it for my tupper.
And how you gonna cook it, Doc?
Why, I never did it much thought. It's pulled, I'll just stuff it with breadcrumbs and apple tarts and roast it in the oven.
Sounds like a lot of hard work, Doc. Why not join the 90s and try the new Hunter Helper?
Hunter Helper, what's that?
Yeah, new Hunter Helper. Just add rabbit and you've got a wholesome meal in 15 minutes.
Yes, new Hunter Helper for when you're in a hurry. Nutritious, delicious in three yummy combinations. Macaroni and cheese, tomato noodle, and new smoky bacon. New Hunter Helper, a hunter's new best friend.
Sound pretty good. Now where did that wascally rabbit get to?
Here I am, Doc. Inside your shirt. Just point the gun and pull the trigger.
New Hunter Helper, tasty fixings with the picture of skinned animals on the box from the people that brought you roadkill and rice.
Hunter Helper helps you make a great meal.
Fuffer and Thuckatack, sort of like that Tweety Bird kind.
Good evening and welcome once again to Old Joke Theater. I'm your host, Milton Youngman. Tonight on Old Joke Theater, we bring you the adventuresome tale of a man who one day, while walking on the beach, discovers a magic lamp. We hope you enjoy. Please don't rub me the wrong way.
Well, here I am out for a stroll on the beach. Sure wish I could find some money or something, like $10,000. Then I'd get rid of that hen-pecking wife of mine. God, she rubs me the wrong way. Nag, nag, nag. Hey, what's this? Just some old damn lamp. Let's just give it a little rub, see here where it's made.
Oh, that feels much better. I am the genie who has lived in the lamp for over 30,000 years. As you Lord for freeing me, I will grant you 3 wishes. But heed me well, as you are a married man, whatever you wish for, your wife will receive double.
That old cow. Why does she get double what I wish for?
Because that's the way the joke goes. Now shut up and start wishing.
Great, even the genie henpecks me. All right, I wish for $10,000.
Your wish is my command. But heed me well. Your wife receives $20,000.
Oh, great. She gets all the big stuff. All right, for my second wish, I want to make love to a beautiful woman.
Your wish is my command, but heed me well. Your wife will make love to not one, but 2 of the most handsome men in the world. Now, what is your final wish?
Great, that miserable no-good gets $20,000 and gets to do the bedspring bingo with not one, but 2 studs and genie. I'm ready for my third wish now.
What is it?
I want you to beat me half to death.
We hope you enjoyed Don't Rub Me the Wrong Way. Be sure to listen next week when our old joke theater players present the classic tale There Was a Young Man from Nantucket. The following is an unpaid political announcement.
Hey there, people. I'm Philip Stoning, and I'm running in the current election. You don't know me, but I want to get to know you. You see, I care about people. I am a people person. So when you vote for me, people, you vote for yourself. Yes, a vote for Philip Stoning is a vote for people. So on election day, vote for Stoning. Vote for people. That's one vote for Stoning, people.
The proceeding was an unpaid political announcement.
It's time for every neighborhood's pal, Stan the Welcome Mat Man.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown.
Howdy, good neighbors. This is your old buddy, Stan the Welcome Mat Man, along with
Teddy the Topless Dancer.
And we're in your face again to promote our new audio workout tape for some of you lazy couch potato neighbors.
Yeah, you sure can get fat sitting on your keister spying on all the new folks in the neighborhood.
Right you are, Ted Meister. So Teddy and I have combined our unique talents.
Namely Stan's talent as a loudmouth, opinionated bigot.
Right again there, Teddy. And Teddy's superior talents as a shirtless hoofer.
Thanks for the compliment, Stan.
Such is push there, Teddy.
Sorry, Stan.
As I was saying, we have a new audio workout tape to help you keep trim and fit so you can keep on the prowl for those unwanted neighbors.
Tell them about some of the routines, Stan.
Alrighty then. There's the commie point.
That's the one where you swing your arm from the hip in an upward motion to a full point.
Emphasizing the exit for commie pinko degenerates.
And it doubles as a disco dance step, too. I use it in my salute to Boney M.
And then there's the prevert push.
Starting with your hands close to your chest and extending your arms in a pushing motion.
Only to be practiced on certified preverts near open windows on at least the second or third floors of large high-rises.
But if you don't live in a high-rise, there's always the beatnik boot.
This is an all-purpose exercise step in which you bend your strongest leg backwards and then jerk it forward in a kicking motion.
All-purpose for thespians and wristbenders alike, eh, Stan?
Right on the nose there, Teddy. So good neighbors, get your Stan and Teddy audio fitness today and become physically fit neighbors like us. Right, Teddy? Teddy, put out that cigarette. I ain't finished my spiel yet.
Sorry about that, Stan.
Oh, geez, Teddy, you went and put your cigarette out in my beer.
Sorry again, Stan.
Here, Teddy, I've got a new dance step to show you. It's called the Topless Dancer Toss.
Oh, geez.
CJLX 92.3 FM presents Dead from the Neck Up. Tune in next Thursday night at 9:30 and hear more Dead from the Neck Up. I'm Brian Dawkins, still their producer, and this is Scott Henderson.
Oh my God.
Steve had to go to the bathroom. Good night. Nope.